ABC Radio Australia.
A prominent Pacific academic says the decline in support for West Papua's call for self-determination is a clear sign of Indonesia's influence in the Melanesian region. Papua New Guinea, Fiji and now Solomon Islands have been shifting to what were from away from what were more pronounced support of self-determination for the contested Indonesian provinces of West Papua and Papua. At the recent UN General Assembly, the Solomon Islands Prime Minister Rick Ho retreated on the calls that had been made at the same place by his predecessor just a year ago. Earlier. Evan Wasuka has more from Honiara.
In 2017, Solomon Islands stood up front among Pacific Island countries in supporting West Papua's bid for self-determination from Indonesia. This was Prime Minister Manase Sogavare speaking at the United Nations General Assembly in 2017.
Solomon Islands condemns the consistent human rights violation in West Papua. Our sustainable development goals that promote the notion of no one left behind is synonymous to empty promises unless we in the United Nations take active steps to address the plight of the peoples of West Papua.
Flash forward 1 year and Solomon Islands' position on West Papua has changed. At this year's UN General Assembly, the Prime Minister, Rick Ho, was much less forthright.
All states have the moral duty and responsibility to uphold, respect, promote human rights, and where necessary, take preventive, protective, and punitive measures against human rights abuses and violations. Solomon Islands recognizes and respects Indonesia's sovereignty over its territorial waters, boundaries. My government commits to work with the government of Indonesia on areas of mutual interest, including human rights concerns in Papua and West Papua.
The exact reasons for the change in tone is not known. The Prime Minister's office has not responded to a Pacific Beat request seeking clarity on the government's policy regarding West Papua. Associate Professor at the University of Hawaii's Center for Pacific Island Studies, Dr. Tasisius Tara Kambutaulaka, says what is clear is that Solomon Islands' retreat on West Papua's self-determination is a sign of Indonesia's growing influence in the region.
Particularly in the Melanesian spearhead group. I have always had the opinion that the inclusion of Indonesia in the MSG was a mistake. It was spearheaded by Fiji, and Fiji has a very close relationship with Indonesia.
Dr. Kambutaulaka says Solomon Islands could have done more by acknowledging Indonesia's sovereignty, yet actively raise human rights concerns in West Papua.
That would be in line with the expressions of concern by our original organization, the Pacific Islands Forum. And then perhaps also, you know, at the same time, ask the United Nations to, you know, look into the West Papua issue, both the human rights issue as well as the demands for self-determination in West Papua.
In Honiara, the Solomon Islands Solidarity with West Papua group says the Prime Minister's statement was a disappointment. Group member Grace Hilly says they've been waiting for the government to clarify its stance on West Papua, and now that it has, the group will continue to persevere.
We are very disappointed in this current leadership who has contradicted the support that strongly was out there when Sogavare was the Prime Minister. His message this year was very vague. It does not sit well with the Solidarity team and also other Pacific Island countries. Like, we thank Vanuatu, Marshall Islands and Tuvalu who have spoken up at the UN level.
Earlier this year, government officials told Pacific Beat that provincial consultations would be held to draw up a new policy on the country's stance on West Papua. It's still not clear if the consultations have been completed. For the Solidarity movement, they see this as the Prime Minister playing politics and saying the right things to please Indonesia.
It is a human rights issue, and it should not be something that we politicize, you know. We hope that this political agenda that our leader is playing at the moment is just for the ears of people that he's playing in.
While the Prime Minister has made the government's position known on West Papua, it's unlikely that this is the end of the story. With a national election just around the corner, it's likely that support for West Papua will once again be in the spotlight.
That's Evan Wasuka reporting there from Solomon Islands. Well, finally this morning, they might be part-time players, but the men representing Niue at the Emerging Nations Rugby League World Cup in Sydney are just one step away from the final, with their semi-final against Greece coming up later today. Under their coach, Brendan Perinara, the Niuean squad have defied the odds at a tournament where the environment is very different from all the glitz and glamour of the Rugby League World Cup itself. Coach spoke with Pacific Beat's Richard Hewitt.
We're not a professional team. We all got jobs to go to. We all work. A few of the guys are going to work straight after the games or before the games. So it's pretty hard to keep us all together in one team.
Quite a contrast, isn't it, between the Emerging Nations World Cup and the World Cup itself? I mean, you wouldn't catch any of the Kangaroos working in between games, would you?
All playing a two-day turnaround, mate. It's pretty hard on the bodies, going in with a squad of 28 and trying to juggle them around with injuries and work commitments.
You set yourself the target of winning this tournament, and clearly you're well on the way to achieving that ambition. I mean, if you do manage to make the final and win, where do you think that would take Niue and Rugby League?
Oh, hopefully it opens pathways for these boys to achieve what they want to go in their career, if they want to take it on as a full-time career.
And you have a couple of local boys in the team from Niue itself. How are they going?
Yeah, we actually debuted one of the boys, Hauke Tongatole, just on Sunday, and he went well. He's learnt a lot here. All the knowledge that he's picked up through our campaign, he displayed it on the field Sunday. Yeah, it looked like he's been playing for many years.